I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in rain. Time to die.
Of Sean Hammer. Yep, I'm making it three times in a row like I said I would, so that is pretty damn decent for myself. Let's see. Some positive reviews on my last podcast about Zavreda and the Swamp Fiend Army, so we got that contest going on. Still doing up a little bit more time to take some contestants who want to win a fully painted Zavreda army. Just go ahead and go on my Facebook page, which I linked on last on my website for Sean Hammer. I linked my Facebook page there, so you can go look at it. Tell me what one you like, what model I painted that you like. Blah blah blah. Send me an email saying that you liked it. Checked out my page and I'll put you in running for Zavreda on crew. So unfortunately for the Malifaux players today, we won't be going over Malifaux. I was going to do some hero clicks, but I think I'm going to put that off to next time. I will be going over shortly, not a whole bunch, but basically the new 40K, the box set. Now, I'm confused, and I'll tell you why I'm confused. I'm sick of buying a new edition and then putting out another edition, therefore pretty damn well close afterwards. Just like with Warhammer, when I finally got my Wood Elf book, they turned it to Age of Sigmar, and when I finally got in 40K my Deathwatch Kill Team, they put out a new edition of Warhammer 40K, and here you go, you're going to have to buy a new codex pretty soon. So, 8th edition released, it came in a big old book, and or a box set with two armies. And you had to buy, like, not codexes, but army lists for your people. Fortunately enough, all my Space Marines were in one book. But eventually you'll have to buy a codex as well, so it's more money. The Warhammer 40K rulebook, I think, is garbage. I mean, the rules might be fine. It might play well. I haven't really got to it yet. But if you're going to buy the book, minimally, you're looking at $50 for a book that has 18 pages of rules with some minor changes. Your veteran units for a lot of crap don't have a better weapon skill than somebody else. I'm still confused. I would still go off on that all the time. But I think if you have a veteran, you have one better weapon skill or ballistic skill. Simple as that. You know, all you get is a wound half the time. But I'm not bitching about that. We're going to go over the box set today. Inside the box set comes some dice, a rule finder, a small little cool core rules pamphlet, like guide, a primary Space Marine book going over the Marines that are in the box set, and a Chaos Space Marine book, which I haven't even looked at because I refuse to play Chaos. Let's start there. And if I did, it wouldn't be Nurgle. Don't get me wrong, I like some of the stuff that Nurgle armies have. Just not for me, man. I don't get, if you're going to give in your soul and everything for your Chaos God, why would you do it for the God of Rot? So, there's that. So, today we'll be just generally covering primary Space Marines that are in the box. Now, at first I was just like, oh, cool. I read the whole story about Robot Gulliman, or whatever his name is, on how he created 10,000 years ago, he started creation of the new primary space marines. Now, these are his own versions of basically space marines that the Emperor had, based off gene seeds of the finest warriors from each chapter that they had. So these guys come out with the collaboration of the planet Mars. They come out with cooler looking armor, some cool looking vehicles, finally a dreadnought that is bigger and about, well, we don't know that yet, but anyway, we'll go on that later. And but basically, here comes Robot Gulliman to save the day. So he comes in to these different planets, such as Bell and the destruction of Bell, and he comes down, saves the day, and he brings forward these space marines. A lot of them are, I think, how I gather it is, the story was, he comes down, you know, he's like, oh, we got these space marines, oh, we're the savior of mankind, you know, and we're going to boost your ranks back up to full, these chapters that took serious damage and stuff. So, Blood Angels, they have some primary space marines in there. Every chapter can have primary space marines. Not every unit of primary space marines, as we'll get to in a minute. And as for, so yeah, until the space marine book comes out, which we'll be covering that. But you got these primary space marines that are inside your groups of regular space marines. So you're minus Death Watch and such like that. So here we go. We have Imperial Fists, and we have some Imperial Fists primary space marines, stuff like that. And that's all cool, and that makes a lot of sense until you put the effing models together. These primary space marines are significantly bigger than your regular space marines. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying I have OCD on certain things. Like Heroclix, I don't like playing teams that have the skinny bases compared to ones that have the Oreo bases. But these space marines are huge. And I get the story, and I would like to say, oh, okay, I'm going to boost up my Blood Angels and paint my primary space marines as Blood Angels. And I've been going through a little personal dilemma and stuff, and I've dropped all that. I'm coming to the conclusion that in the storyline that Robot Gulliman came through, he created these Ultimate Founding chapters. And a lot of them are successor chapters, but they're their own chapters in the fluff, I guess. And I was torn between Knights of the Chalice, which are your successor Blood Angels, but and the Blades of Vengeance, which are the successor Dark Angels. Now, right now I have a Dark Angel army, but it is all Deathwing. And I really didn't like the green, but the paint scheme for this army is pretty cool. It's got the red Aquila pack markings or whatever, white face, or bone face, bone shoulder pads. And these are going to be bigger space marines. But since I don't have any Dark Angel space marines right now, minus the Deathwing, I figured this would be a nice chapter to start to go jump on the whole primary space marine bandwagon. And I did. Actually, I'm actually quite fond of the new models. I was a little upset at first because, like I said, I was going to make them all Blood Angels and put them in with my guys. But I put you can buy this Getting Started Warhammer 40K. This is my first model I put together for this. It comes with a primary space marine. Well, I put them together, and I just so happen to have a Grey Knight guy with a halberd and stuff like that. And this space marine is significantly bigger in this Grey Knight, and I mean, it's like, holy shit, and it's just like, so, because my OCDs and, you know, my gaming problems I have, I'm not going to do that, but I will start another Space Marine chapter, because I want to, and why not, and there's another thing I won't finish, I suppose. So let's go ahead. In the book, in the box, you'll get a Captain and Gravis armor, you'll get a Primaris Lieutenant's, two of them, one Primaris Ancient, which is basically your standard bearer. Your Intercessor Squad, which is your basically Primaris Tech Marines. An Inceptor Squad, which is your Jump Squad, which I'm not really fine. I don't know how I feel about these models yet. I haven't put them together yet. And the Hellblaster Squad, which that sold me. And I forgot who did it, but they painted their Primaris Space Marines like Blood Angels. And my favorite thing about Blood Angels, I mean, I love Space Wolves. This is my first chapter. I love Blood Angels because I like the unit designation with the different color helmets. I fell in love with that when I was playing Epic. Deathwing just happened because, well, I had a whole bunch of Dark Vengeance Terminators. I said, screw it, I'm going to make a whole army based out of this. I mean, a cheap Dark Angel army. Let's just go there. So, anyway, let's go over some of the rules we got and what we're looking at. Every Marine and everything in this new 40K will have a stat line of movement, weapon skill, ballistic skill, strength, toughness, wounds, attacks, leadership, and saves. Looking at the data sheets and everything, you have... Everything's on data sheets. So, I mean, they call it data sheets, but it's basically just unit information. I guess that's what data sheet is. So, why don't I just shut the fuck up about that? But, let's see. Let me go over and find it. Okay, we got the data sheets. And that's cool and stuff. Anyway. We have a war gear section. Their abilities. This captain has... They should know no fear, which is different than... They should know no fear before. And we're going to go that. This unit can reroll frail morale tests. He's got the Iron Halo. As before, it's 4 plus invulnerable save. Rights of battle. He can reroll all hits to rolls of 1s made of, during a friendly of the chapter units that are within 6 inches of this captain. This is important because I'll get down to the faction keywords. That's something new that we haven't had before. As you have. We'll get there. Let's see. They put the weapon in there. And anyway, we'll go over their stats. As you can see, we got 5 movement, 2 plus weapon skill, which means is this seems to be the first thing I look at, even before I look at the rules of this. 2 plus means that would be a die roll on a d6 that you need to hit. A ballistic skill of 2 plus, strength of a weapon, which is, well, strength of the model, which is 4, toughness 5, 6 wounds. 5 attacks, 9 leadership, 3 plus save. And let's see. So we got that. Now we look at the weapons. He comes with a Boltstorm Gauntlet, which gives him a range 12. It's a pistol 3. Strength 4, AP 0. And damage 1. Boltstorm Gauntlet Melee is melee range, melee type, times 2 strength, negative 3 armor piercing, D3 wounds. Some of the ability, some of the weapons and stuff have additional abilities on top of everything. So the Boltstorm Gauntlet says, if a model making a close combat attack with a Boltstorm Gauntlet, you must subtract 1 from your hit roll. So instead of you needing a 2 plus to hit, you know, you need a 3 plus. Of course, 1s are ultimately failures and 6s are ultimate. I guess they're ultimate just successes. Mastercrafted Power Sword, negative 3 AP, 2 damage, melee. Faction keywords, Imperium, Adeptus, Astartes, and Chapter. So whenever you pick anything, it's got to have a chapter. And this makes sense, because you have your generic, it seems like you got your generic Space Marines, and or you can just automatically say, this is what chapter they're from. And I've read, let's say... I'm Blood Angels. Let's say I'm Blood Angels. I do a successor unit. Army of Blood Angels. Now, I can go through for characters. I can take characters in the Blood Angel unit. But I can't take anything that's Chapter Master. Your Chapter Master has to match your chapter. So, basically, if you can understand what I'm saying, you can't have Dante unless you run Blood Angels. But you can have... like the brother, what's his face, Kubulu, if you run a successor, shit like that. We have the faction keywords, went to there, and there's even more keywords, generic, but infantry, Primaris, Mark, 10 Gravis, character, and captain. So each unit will have this. And we go on to the lieutenants, which is, let's go over him. Movement 6, weapon skill 2. Plus, ballistic skill 3 plus, strength 4, toughness 4, 5 wounds, 4 attacks, 8 leadership, 3 save. This unit contains a single primary lieutenant. It can include a second one for 4 plus power rating. And this is what I forgot to go over. They say there's 3 different ways to play the new Warhammer. One is anything you want to play, one is scenario, and one is match battle, which is pretty much just like the battles you had before where you make up points. Everything in this so far has power ratings. So a Primaris Lieutenant is 4 power, and a Captain is 8. And so I read somewhere that you can play games up to, like, you know, just for fun. It seems like an easier way to do stuff, play, make 50 to 100 points so of your power rating. So, you know, if you take a Primaris Lieutenant, that's 4 off your power rating, you get 96 points left. He's armed with a bolt rifle, which is pretty cool. I do like the bolt rifle. We'll get to that. You know, you get your options. You can take a power sword instead. He's got shall know no fear and tactical precision. You can reroll wounds of 1 to friendly chapters within 6 inches of this model and company heroes. During deployment, all lieutenants in this unit must be set up at the same time, blah, blah, blah. Keywords are pretty much the same, but let me get on to the bolt rifle. This is a auto bolt rifle. Where is... He says he's come... Auto bolt rifle. Okay. Well, auto bolt rifle is 24-inch range, assault 2, strength 4, 0 AP, 1 damage. And we'll get to a little bit more of, I guess, with the Incessor squads or Inceptor. Incessor, I was right. And we get the Primus Ancient, which basically your battle standard. He's 4 points. He's a single model. He's 3 plus attack, 3 plus ballistic skill. Everything else is pretty much the same. 5 wounds on this guy. He's armed with a bolt rifle, bolt pistol, frag grenades. Crack grenades also carries Adeptus Astartes banner. He's got those, shall not know fear. The banner allows any friendly models within 6 inches of the ancient gang plus 1 new leadership. In addition, roll the dice each time a chapter infantry model is destroyed within 6 inches. Before removing the model as a casualty, and a 4 plus that model musters the last of its surging strength before succumbing to the wounds, and can either shoot with one of its weapons or in the shooting phase, or make a close combat attack in the sub-fight phase. So it's kind of like a little bit, not heroic intervention, because that's something else actually in the rules, but you know, you just kind of like your wrestling where you got Hulk Hogan slapping on the mat before it goes on, I don't know. But he's got the bolt rifle. This is what I like. 30-inch range, rapid fire 1, strength 4, AP negative 1, and 1 damage. I like it. A 30-inch bolter. So that matches up with Tau's pulse, you know, their rifles and stuff. And this, if you notice, it's got AP negative 1. And that's important because going through the rest of the rules, which I won't go through today, but tanks have wounds. Bigger characters have wounds. Vice versa. Everything has a save. So, you're fighting Marine against Marine. They got 3 plus save. A bolter is a negative 1 save. So, a Marine shoots at a Marine, or a Primaris Marine shoots at a Primaris Marine, their save becomes a 4 plus, because the AP of the weapon is negative 1. If you have a AP armor penetration of negative 3, it becomes a 6. Stuff like that. And you can erase those numbers off of history. So it allows AP, I think, is a little bit better in this so far as what I can tell. We got the Incessor squad, which are 6 points per model. These guys are going to be equipped with 4 Incessors and 1 Sergeant. They all have bolt rifle, bolt pistol, frag grenades, crack grenades. Of course, they're Space Marines, so they don't have no fear. And that's it. Each one of these guys have 2 wounds apiece. Not bad at all. Inceptor Squad, which is your jump pack, basically same stats as everyone else, minus the move, which is a 10. 2 wounds apiece, again, 2 attacks on these gentlemen, same with the ones above. Same 3 of 3 plus. These guys have 2 assault bolters, which assault bolters are 18 range, assault 3. Strength 5, AP 1, damage 1, so that's pretty cool. And they come with 2, so it's just like, I mean, you're going to be rolling a lot of dice, I think, in the new 40K. And in the 8th edition is what I'm coming through. They have, no fear, heavy jump packs. The sheer impact of the charging interceptor can break through walls, shatter bones, blah, blah, blah. Roll a dice for each time the interceptor finishes a charge move within 1 inch of an enemy unit. On a 6, the unit suffers a mortal wound. And without going everything, I think a mortal wound is just that if If you're a single model, I don't know. I'll look at it. I have to come up next time. I'm going to actually go over the rules. I'm just going through and babbling today. So, if you like me babbling, that's cool. And they have meteoric descent. When you set up an interceptor squad during deployment, they can be set high into the orbit instead of being placed in the battlefield. If they do so, they can use a meteoric descent to arrive on the battlefield at the end of any of your movement phase. When they do, set them up anywhere that is more than 9 inches away from enemy model. That's pretty cool. We gotta realize it's not a reserve role like other things, so that's pretty cool. Hellblaster Squad. These guys are basically, they're not devastators. They're mid-range mid-range fighters, I guess. These guys will and do have the same stats as everyone else. They got no fear, blah, blah, blah. Same as everything else, same keywords. But they have a plasma incinerator. 30 inches, rapid fire, strength 7, AP negative 4. Now, these guys, they got a plasma incinerator. It can be supercharged. The weapon can supercharge, so. Before firing, if it does so, increase the strength and damage of the weapon by 1. So you can turn it into a strength 8, damage 2. If you roll any to hit rolls a 1 when firing a supercharged plasma incinerator, the firing model is slain as the weapon explodes. So no more rolling your any type of save. Just bam, you just cooked yourself because you supercharged your weapon. If you don't like it, don't do it next time. Simple as that. Now, that's what comes with the box. So, it's just like, oh, that's pretty cool. Also, it's got some chaos. I don't even know what comes with them. So, I'll probably be giving them away. Oh, it's just like, you want any Chaos Marines from that box? I'm not going to keep them. I don't know if I'm going to sell them. I'll give them out. Screw it. If you want some Chaos Space Marines, let me know. Send me an email. Say, Sean, can I have this out of that box? I'll simply just send it to you. Simple as that. I mean, if I get a lot of requests, I'll divvy out first come, first serve. If I only get one request that says they'd like to have it, I'll give you all the chaos stuff. I don't care. Now, over the weekend, I did pick up a small little box, which was odd, because I know they are coming out in a larger box, and these will be the Primaris Reavers. They're kind of like a scout meets power armor meets death masks. Yeah. These guys are going to be 4 power rating. I don't know how to bust these guys down into regular points, so we'll get to that one time in the future, but it's not going to be today. Let's see. These guys, they have a movement 6, weapon skill 3+, ballistic skill 3+, strength 4, toughness 4, 2 wounds, 2 attacks, leadership 7, save of 3. Pretty much same thing as every Space Marine, until we get to their stuff. They have a heavy bolt pistol. Bolt pistol, heavy bolt pistol, range 12, strength 4, AP 1, damage D. I know heavy means that when you move, you take a negative 1 off your, take a negative 1 off your shooting, or add 1 to it, I guess, in that case. Let's see. They come with combat blades, allowing them every time they make an attack with this weapon, they get +1 attack. They have frag grenades, crack grenades, and also shock grenades. These are pretty cool. D3 is, I'm imagining this is what it says. Let's see. A shock grenade does not inflict any damage, but instead, each time a shock grenade hits an enemy infantry unit, it is stunned to the end of the turn. It cannot fire Overwatch, so you won't be able to roll your 6s when you're given a charge. It must subtract 1 from any hit rolls they make for this unit. Second, subsequent phase hits from shock grenade have no additional effect. Abilities on these guys is their Space Marines, so they have no fear, and their Terror Troops. Enemy units must subtract 1 from their leadership characteristics if they are within 3 inches of any Reavers. So I'm imagining different units that have this do stack, so that's pretty cool. So that's the primary Space Marine book that came with it and what came with the Reavers. The card that comes through Of course, we have the core rules. I mean, pretty much you can probably play this game from this. You got your movement phase, you got your advancing, which is pretty much just like run, but it's not called run. You have your minimum move on flying units. Falling back, blah, blah, blah. You got your psychic phase, which I don't give a shit about psychic phases. Shooting phase generally seems unchanged. Let's see. Oh, that's what it is. Heavy. Heavy weapons are the biggest and deadliest weapons. If a model with a heavy weapon moves in its preceding movement phase, you must subtract one from the hit roll made when firing a weapon that turn. So, if you're moving with your, Reavers, you have to subtract one. Rapid fire is never changed. You resolve your attacks. There's a neat little chart in here that says roll the wound, attacker's strength versus target's toughness. If it's strength, it's twice the more, you get a +2 die roll for the wound. If the strength is greater than stuff, you get a 3+. That's kind of, if you think about the chart, it's pretty much the same. Yep, because if the strength is equal, it's 4. If the strength is lower, it's 5. If it's half or less, target's 6. So, shooting phase, it seems like it's not really not any different. We have the charge phase, which allows you, you have to declare all your charges. Any of your units within 12 inches may charge. The enemy unit gets overwatch, make a charge move, you roll 2d6, move the models. If not, you get your failed charge. Then you have your fight phase, which allows, you know, your actual combat back and forth. You choose what unit to fight with, pile in, choose targets, blah de da. Not too much. I don't know why. I don't know why they had to put on another course at 40k. I don't know if this is going to change the way it's played. I've heard people bitch about it and say, oh, I can't have my Death Star units or whatever the fuck a Death Star is. Pretty sure I have played one, I don't know, or against one. I just don't really know. But there we go. That is so far just the Space Marine version of what comes in the 40k box set. Now, looking at this box set, I think I got it for $140. That came with the Marine section, the Chaos section, dice, a little ruler, nothing to write home about, the rule book, Chaos. It comes with some drones, some Plague Marines, and some Pox guys, which if you want them, give me a heads up, and I'll send you some Nurgle Space Marine stuff your way, free, courtesy of Sean Hammer. I'll be going over more after I actually go through. I want to get a game in. I got a buddy of mine, him and his brother, want to get their kids together, and we'll learn the new 40k together. And I'll post some pictures of the Space Marines when I get them started painting and everything. Let's see. That's about all I got. I mean, do I think the rule book is worth it? No. I mean, I wish it came with a small one. It would be cheaper. And I ended up buying the box set just so I could have the rule book, and it was very lackluster. It's just a whole bunch of stories about here's all the different races we have again. Here's some ways to play. Here's your missions. I mean, it's just like, rule books, especially in a core set, should be that. If you want to throw in a fluff book, make it different. Don't make the rule book 30 fucking pounds and make it so it's so cumbersome to move around and everything. I just don't know how I feel about it. But it's 40k. I like the new Primaris Space Marines. I'm jumping on that bandwagon, and pretty soon we'll be going over that, because I know the Space Marine book comes out, and if it's got Primaris in it, different stuff I can take, I will be going over it and eventually buying it. So that's that for now. I hope this was halfway entertaining. If you got any thoughts or views and say, Sean, you're wrong about this or forgot about this, or just let me know. And I'm wrong a lot of times. Simple as that. But if you enjoyed yourself, please continue to listen. Join me next time. I have no idea what we'll be talking about. Probably some hero clicks. I'm going to go on a small Wakandan team that I put together. And remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.